This is John Batchelor, conversation with Andrew McCarthy of the National Review Online about the Alvin Bragg prosecution in Manhattan of former President Donald Trump. And what needs to be solved are some of the details of the charging and the theory behind the charging. However, in this instance, Andrew McCarthy lays out how the judge, Judge Merchan, did not satisfy the minimum requirements of what to do with a jury that must decide guilt or innocence of charges that are not specified one or t'other during the prosecution. The judge is to give them a document to fill out. That did not happen. Andy explains it here very carefully. This will be part of the larger story of what's wrong with the Bragg prosecution, when and if we get to that level of detail about the prosecution of former President Trump. Andrew McCarthy, National Review Online, what goes wrong and why in the jury part of the Alvin Bragg prosecution? More of this later tonight.
Yeah, that's right, John. In addition to telling the jury that they didn't need to be unanimous on these three different theories, and just to run through them quickly, one was a federal campaign finance violation, which Bragg, by the way, didn't even have jurisdiction to enforce because it's federal law. But that's yet another series of problems out of the case. But that was the first one. The second one involved Michael Cohen's business records. Cohen had been Trump's lawyer at that time. And the third one involved generating false tax documents, even though there was no allegation of a tax loss in the case. So those were the three theories. And the problem, as you allude to, is not just that the judge told the jury they didn't need to be unanimous. In a typical case, what the judge would do is give the jury what's known as a special verdict form, and you would check off which of the objectives of the conspiracy were proved or that the jury found proved. Here, the judge did not give the jury a special verdict form, so we have no idea what, if anything, they agreed on.